President Obama's fiscal 2015 budget request is in Congress's hands now. Officials from the administration are all over Capitol Hill today and will be for the next several weeks talking to members about why those members should approve the requests in that budget. Brian Deese is Deputy Director at the Office of Management and Budget. He joins us as part of our special report, Now or Never, Ideas to Save the Failing Budget Process. Brian, thanks for coming back on the program. What are some of the important points in this budget request for federal employees, Brian?
Well, I think there's several. First, there is direct support for federal employees who have worked with professionalism and skill through a very difficult period over the last couple of years through sequester and several years of pay freeze and then a 16-day shutdown at the end of last year. Second, there are a number of reforms in terms of improving the way that government operates that I think will be put federal employees in the position that they want to be in, which is giving them more tools and more capacity to deliver the kind of world-class service that they signed up for public service to do. And third, this budget provides some certainty and some clarity in an effort to hopefully move us back to more of an orderly budget process, which I think helps our agencies operate more efficiently and could provide some stability for our federal workforce as well.
And that last point, Brian, is exactly the point of our special report this week, as I mentioned when you came on the program. And that certainty is something that I hear from the agents or the companies that work with the federal government, that sell into the government. I hear it from people inside the executive branch. I even hear it from a few people on Capitol Hill, although it seems like they haven't been as worried about that for the last couple of years. But I think it seems like everybody is finally getting the idea, Brian, that certainty is really important to the efficiency that everybody does want out of the government.
Well, I hope that's true. I mean, we've seen in stark terms how uncertainty and instability can undermine the function of government. And my hope, of course, it would have been a lot better had we not had to go through the things that we went through, and certainly we hadn't had to endure a shutdown. But my hope is that one of the things that we learn and take away collectively from that is that providing some stability and some certainty and trying to get back to a budget process that isn't defined by a constant series of crises is in all of our interest. And you'll see in lots of ways, big and small, in the president's budget, we're trying to encourage that and trying to encourage so that we could build on some of the bipartisan momentum that we have seen.
The employee groups and unions and so on note the inclusion of a lot of extra training resources in this budget request, Brian, especially the senior executive service. And it seems to me that SES training is going to be particularly valuable to what you just talked about. Is that the reason for the focus on the SES in the training in the budget?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that this is, I'm glad that you highlighted it. It is a central focus of this budget. And I think that, we are trying to focus on addressing skills gaps within the federal workforce, but also trying to improve the workforce itself in terms of the opportunities that that SES employees have. And so we're looking at a lot of different structures to do that. There's a lot of learning that can happen between agencies in terms of the kind of training that's the most effective and efficient, but also reaching out and partnering with the private sector, with both for-profit and non-profit entities out there in trying to develop training programs that are really relevant and that are going to give, that are going to create really interesting opportunities, but also generate relevant skills that can then be deployed back into the work of government.
Brian Deese is Deputy Director at the Office of Management and Budget. You mentioned the certainty and the ability of the agencies to plan better and work better under that certainty. What other tools or processes or changes would you like to see that would facilitate the budget process and would enhance the ability to kind of stay on regular order moving forward, Brian?
Well, Well, you know, I mean, we'll start with a relatively low bar given what we've been through the last couple of years. But I think that as a starting place, what we would really like to see, and what we hope that this budget will contribute to, is a process where we put out our budget, Congress does its work, we're able to fund agencies without drama and without crisis. I think there are some specific ways in which we could do that that would really help improve the process as well. For example, I'll just give you one small one. We've proposed a fundamental restructuring in how you would budget for wildfires. And that sounds like an archaic issue, but what happens in practice at particularly the Department of Interior and the Department of Agriculture is every year in the summer, they are forced to take money away from the from programs to pay for fighting wildfires. And then they're forced to go back and refund that money later. And what that does is it completely destabilizes the work. And so if you're a federal employee working on a long-term forest preservation program, and every year the resources for that program are taken away and then having to be funded later, you can't plan. You can't have a long-term strategy. You can't be effective, and it costs more over the long term. So we think that by doing, you know, specific things like that, restructuring the way we budget for those things, we could create more opportunities not only for our federal employees to perform at their maximum capacity, but also for the government to be more effective.
Brian, well, a number of our guests in our special report have talked about the desirability of a two-year budget cycle. That would certainly change the way you and your colleagues go about putting this document together. Would that make any difference, do you think, in the ultimate result that Congress and the administration wind up getting through and having the president sign?
You know, I think it's an idea that is definitely worth looking into and worth thinking hard about. I think one of the questions that you've got to answer is, you know, what are the problems that you are trying to solve? And there are some cases where it might actually be that a longer cycle like that, multiple years, might not be the most effective because you're creating situations where you might need to have decision points more frequently. But on the other hand, certainly if you look at the bipartisan agreement that was enacted at the end of last year, the Bipartisan Budget Act, which provided a 2 years of a top line for discretionary spending, you do certainly see some benefits to that kind of forward-looking certainty. So I think it's an idea that definitely is worth digging into this year, and my hope is that as we do return to a bit of a more orderly process, we'll have more of a space to have a real conversation about ideas like that.
Brian, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate you being with me today.
Happy to do it.